Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Nicole here is so nervous, you're actually making me nervous. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You all right?
No, not really. I'm really nervous.
About what?
I'm just nervous because I'm not used to doing this kind of thing, you know?
Well, it's not the first time you've told the story, though.
No, but to Atlanta it is.
Yeah. Nicole made national tabloid news last week when she told the National Enquirer that she had a one-night stand with Josh Duhamel. And no, it seems like nobody wants to believe this story.
No. But, you know, I actually was approached by the Enquirer. I didn't approach them. They approached me. And when they came into Tattletales, they were asking for me, my stage name being Delilah. And I told them it was me. They were asking me questions. And I was like, I don't want to deal with this. You know, I do have 2 small children. And, you know, I didn't want them to find out that I was a stripper. And you know,
didn't want your kids to find out?
Absolutely. My kids are 13 and 10, and it would kind of mess up their, you know, school and just stuff like that. So, you know, I didn't want them to know that I was a stripper. Well, I, you know, pushed him away for a couple of days, and he kept coming back 2 or 3 separate times before I actually talked to this guy.
How did they find out in the first place?
Well, he was actually bragging on set. Somebody on set, I forget the movie that they're filming at Piedmont Park, he had actually said that he had banged a hot blonde stripper at Tattletales. So they got the tip, Enquirer got the tip, and they actually came up, you know, called up there and gave the tip.
All right, so he was on set. He tells somebody on the set calls the Enquirer,
not the set, a person, an anonymous caller called the Enquirer.
And then the Enquirer, and he mentioned Tattletales.
Yeah, how else would they know where I was at?
Right.
You know?
Some are going to say, I bet you called.
I swear to God on the souls of my children. Yes.
And it was nobody that you knew?
No. They said an anonymous caller.
I mean, because you talk about your children and you talk about, you know the repercussions of this because he could come back and say, I never said that. Mm-hmm. I deny the whole thing. And then you look like you're coming out there trying to get money. Why even acknowledge it? Why not just deny
it? Well, after the third time, he told me, he was like, you know what? I'm going to print the story regardless. We're going to find out what's going on anyway. And he was like, we already have enough to print the story. He said, so, you know, here we are, you know, we're going to print it anyway. They're going to know you're a stripper anyway, so why don't you make money off of it? And I started thinking, well, you know, if they're going to know, then why not, you know?
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us, how much?
Well, they wanted to offer me. They offered me $500 to show up and talk to them for the first time. And then $1,500 to pass the polygraph.
Which you did.
I did.
You did take that polygraph.
Yes. And then they were going to offer me $20,000 for the story. So,
20, so what is the story?
Yeah.
$20,000?
Yeah.
So what is the story?
Well, the story is he came into Tattletales early in October. And he had, you know, when he came in, of course, I didn't know who he was at first, but I knew he was really freaking hot. I was oh my gosh, it's so hot. Anyway, so he came in and I went and immediately sat with him because I'm a very aggressive, you know, person when I'm trying to make my money. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I sat down with him and he was like, you're hot. I was like, you're absolutely gorgeous. I mean, he's gorgeous.
Is he in there by himself at this point?
No, he's in there with somebody. I'm not sure who. I forgot his name.
Another guy?
Mm-hmm. But he referred to himself as JD. We had, which I, of course, I didn't know what JD stood for. I guess it was Josh Duhamel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, so we had a couple of shots, and I gave him a dance, and his friend kept...
Private dance?
No, just out on the floor. And so his friend kept saying, because I kept asking him who he was, because one of the servers were like, you know who that is? I was like, no. She was like, that's Josh Duhamel from the Transformers, Fergie's husband. And I was like, what? And she was like, I was like, you're lying, whatever. So when he was leaving, he stayed for about 45 minutes to an hour. When he was leaving, he asked for my number. I was like, yeah, absolutely. And then I was like, can I have yours? So he gave me his. And then he was like, well, I'm working during the week. He takes his work seriously. Very, very nice guy, by the way. Very nice guy. And he texts me through the week, like, what's up? Just small talk. And he was like, I'll contact you during the weekend, you know, when I can talk and hang out. So a week went by, you know, after texting, and then he texted me on Friday, you know, wanted to hang out or whatever and have a good time and party and stuff. So I was like, at first I wasn't, you know, didn't really want to go because I was kind of tired because I'd just gotten off work. But then I was like, gosh, I'm going, you know.
You're like, it's Josh Duhamel. I'm going no matter what.
At first I really didn't believe that was him. But when I finally saw him again and I had texted one of my friends, can you look this person up? Because he was saying JD, JD, JD. But this person's saying Josh Duhamel. So I had texted somebody and was like, you know, could you please, he finally told me after like being there like a couple hours, okay, I'm going to give you my first name, Josh. And then a few more hours, he gave me Duhamel. So, I mean, it took him a little while to just kind of warm up to me to give me that information. I said, so are you Fergie's husband? And he's like, you know what you know, and wouldn't really admit it or whatever. So when I texted the person, they sent me back a picture, snapped a picture like online and sent it to me. I was like, holy
God. All right, let's try not to.
Got it.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Looks like you loosened up.
Yeah. He kind of makes anybody loosen up. Sorry.
Did you save any of the text messages from him?
Yes. We do, but my attorney, we have a lot of evidence that we have, but I can't really talk about it because my attorney has asked for that to be out of the story for
right
now.
Okay, so we're not asking you to show us them, but you have them on a cell phone.
Yes.
Okay.
So anyway, we did hook up. We had lots of sex, and we had a really, really good time. And then the next morning when I left, you know, he kissed me on my cheek. Really sweet guy. And then he actually called because I had to get a cab the next morning because somebody actually had dropped me off because I was drunk. And
this is at the St. Regis at this point, right?
At the St. Regis, yeah. So I, you know, went home, and he actually had called my friend that had dropped me off because my phone was dying.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought, you know, I guess he thought that I was still with that number, but he has my other number as well, but I was using my friend's phone. So, you know, that he had asked him, he was like, did she make it home okay? Is she good? You know, because he was in shock that, you know, he had answered the phone because I was using, it was a guy's phone. But anyway, he was just like, he was like, yeah, she's good, I guess. He was like, I don't know. I hadn't heard from her this morning. And then that's when he had, you know, called me, or I had called him back or something like that, you know, just to let him know that I was okay.
But so he was calling you the next morning just to make sure you were okay.
Yeah, well, the morning that actually that I got home. Yeah, he's actually a really, really sweet guy. It was the same, like, it was like 8 or 9:45 in the morning.
Okay, so has he called you back since the story hit the National Enquirer?
Several times before it hit, I was, you know, I had called him and like, what do you want me to do? You know, he actually went out of town a week after it happened for a week. I think, you know, Fergie's been on tour or whatever. And he had went out of town and he wouldn't answer my calls and stuff. And I thought that was kind of weird. But I'd left him a message. I was like, look, these people are calling me. You got to help me. I don't want the story to get out because I have these kids and my kids are going to be really upset. My daughter especially. So he called me back. He was like, hun, you have to totally deny that you ever knew me. So, and then we've kind of talked a little bit back and forth. You know, I was trying to get him to talk to me. He was like, I wanted to see you, but now, you know, this has gotten way out of hand, you know? So he, you know, he's got kind of scared and me too, you know? But then, you know, after me and my attorney had gotten together about it, see, when I passed the polygraph, I told, his name is Alexander Hitchens. He works for the Enquirer, the reporter. I had told him, I was like, you know, I want my attorney to look at this contract. And when I said that, of course, he was kind of staying away from that. So I said, you know what? Before I take the polygraph, I want this contract faxed to my attorney. But I didn't talk to my attorney the next day. But I said, okay, I'll go ahead and take the polygraph, pass the polygraph with Kenneth Blackstone. And and my attorney is Ramin Alavi. And so I passed the polygraph, and then the next day, Ramin called me back. He says, Nicole, this is going to ruin your life. He was like, this is no good. He was like, it's going to get your name out there. They're going to just run you through the mud, make you out to be this horrible person that you're not. He was like, you need to rescind the contract. I said, can I get out of it? He said, well, you can rescind it within 72 hours, and it had been like 48 hours. So we tried to rescind the contract. They printed it, I think, that Wednesday. And, the day after I had rescinded it. So, you know.
Are you going to sue them?
I don't know what his plans are to do, but I'm really, really upset because, you know, this is going to mess up my life.
So why did, like you said, when you were talking about the text messages, those are evidence or whatever, like, mm-hmm. against what?
Not against.
Or for what?
Well, like, basically for proof that what I'm saying is true, to corroborate the story, because people don't believe me.
People are really reluctant to embrace it.
But why are you holding on to those now rather than just say, yeah, here they are?
Well, because my attorney wants to, for whatever reason, you know?
In the overall scheme of things, do you wish you would have never contacted the tabloid at all and not taken the cash?
I didn't contact the tabloid at all. They contacted me.
They contacted you, but eventually you had to say, okay, $500, I'll do that. $1,000, I'll do that. $2,000, I'll do that.
The third or fourth time, and they said that they were going to report the story anyway, I was like, what the heck? You know, let's do it.
At that what the heck moment, though, is what I'm talking about.
I wish I would have not done it? Yeah. Yeah, now, because it's caused me a lot of problems. And people at the kid's school has, you know, asked me, are you this person? Mm-hmm. You know, and well, it looks like me, doesn't it? You know? Mm-hmm.
What do your kids say?
They're very hurt, especially my little girl, mm-hmm. you know? So
hurt by what?
Hurt that they found out that I'm a stripper, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the biggest thing. And my mm-hmm. son, he's like, Mom, you're disgusting, you know?
Aww.
So, I mean, you know, it's a bad situation. So.
Right. This was...
And that's totally not, you know, I totally went at it because we were attracted to each other, and I really, really thought it was really hot, and I just thought it could just be whatever, you know. But he kept telling me he was a porn star, and I was like, at first I was like, you're no porn star. But anyway, I mean, he's just a really, really good-looking guy, and I just thought there was just an attraction, and I thought that, you know, I just wanted to just be with him. I mean, have you ever just been attracted to somebody and just be like, dang, you know? Just wanted to be with him.
But you knew at the time that he was married to Fergie, though.
And I did not know at the time.
But you did ask him about it.
Yeah, I did ask him about it. And when I got there, I mean, I was intoxicated. He was intoxicated. So at that point, you know, I mean, I was there and we were attracted. So, I mean, it wasn't like I went at it knowing that he was married. You know what I'm saying?
Not even that he's married, but you knew he was a celebrity. I mean, that
I didn't know at first until I got to his room at St. Regis. I did not know for sure, because I wanted to take a second look, have my friend take a picture, and send it to me.
Are you fearful of what he and or Fergie or their people would do now to you?
No, because it's the truth. I'm not lying about anything. I have nothing to hide. And, you know, he's just as guilty as I am.
Did he mention anything like they might have some kind of arrangement where this is okay if he's out of town? Did he say anything like that?
No, because he never admitted to being Fergie's husband. Never.
But you brought it up, and he said, you know what you know.
Exactly. You know, and I'm not trying to get my 15 minutes of fame. All these people think, oh, she's trying to get her 15 minutes of fame. You know, not at, you know, the cost of my children, mm-hmm. you know.
What's it like when you walk in the door now with the kids?
Well, I mean, my son, he was like, Mom, are you doing anything different now? I mean, he doesn't want me to do this anymore. You know, he doesn't want me to dance. I feel like I can't dance, but I feel like people are just looking at me, you know. And it's just bad. It's just an uncomfortable situation with my children, and all their friends know. You know,
what do you say to the critics who would think that you're doing this to get money so that you don't have to dance anymore?
I would actually pay money to make this go away. If I had it, I would do it, you know, but I don't. But, you know, I mean, it's nothing I can change now. So,
but it's kind of like what Bert said at that what the heck moment when you went ahead to sell the story. That was when you invited all of this in, right?
Well, I mean, if it was going to get out there, then I thought, well, if it's going to get out there, you know, I should actually kind of benefit from it. I think most people would.
You're like, if I'm going to be ruined, I might as well be ruined for $2,000.
No, not $2,000. It was $20,000. And I know that sounds like that's low. But I mean, I thought, you know, that was a lot at the time.
I'm confused. The $20,000 is?
For the story. The $500 was for showing up and talking to him. And the $1,500 was for passing the polygraph.
Good morning, Vicki. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Let me just preface this by saying I'm pretty much a priss, and I'm the last person that would call in to back up. Oh, a stripper with a young girl, and your girl knows. Anyway, okay. 2 years ago, I'm in Vegas for a trade show, And this Josh guy, and you are correct, he is adorable. He's in a booth completely making out with a blonde who's not Fergie. And immediately we noticed him because it was 5 o'clock in the morning because we were on at Maritime, so we were up super early. We were at the Bellagio in the little cafe, and there was basically nobody in there. There was Josh with this girl, and then we were there. And, I mean, I don't know if he and Fergie, Jen, were he and Fergie married 2 years ago, or were they just an item?
I'm not sure what the timing when
they've
got
been together.
That he was with Fergie back then.
Hold on one sec. You know the time?
Yeah, they actually got married 2009 March.
Okay. But they were together years ago because when Vision was open, and I can't remember what the occasion was, but they came in there one of the nights when I was working at Vision and hung out up in VIP, Josh and Fergie together, and that was what 4 years ago.
Is it?
I mean, it was a while ago.
Yeah, they've been together for like 5 years.
And this was just a one night thing. This was one night and then.
Yeah, but we were planning on seeing each other again, you know, and then when he got back into town, it was just a mess, you know. And we were even contemplating on seeing each other again when they first started contacting me. But then he was like, oh, God, we just can't because you might be followed, you know.
Did you think that you were going to end up having a relationship with this guy, or was this just sex?
Well, after it happened and after, you know, we definitely had a good time. We definitely had a wonderful time. I mean, we actually left St. Regis, you know, trying to go have a good time, like at a club and find some fun. But,
you should take him to Landmark Diner right around the corner.
Yeah, right?
No.
But, you know, and he always, like, wore a ball cap, like, try to disguise himself. But no, he was like, this is an adventure, you know. I mean, it's like, I was like, you know, I guess you don't get out much. He was like, I've been stuck in this room for a month. You know, he's like, I'm going to be in there another, you know, another month, and he wanted to see me again. So we were definitely going to see each other while he was here, you know, and after we had already been together, I thought, you know, just be while he's here, we're just going to have a good time. And did I think it was a relationship? No, I just think it was an attraction.
And you thought once the movie got done shooting here in Atlanta, then he'd be back in LA with his life, and this would all just be away.
Just be a memory.
Yeah, just go away. Wow. Anybody got a...
The criticism that we're going to get is that we're putting you on the air and you are knowingly going to have a relationship with a married guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, not knowingly, because I told you it wasn't going
to
be.
But when you got to the Regis, you knew. So you said once you got to his hotel room, you knew who he was. So yeah, you knew before you had sex with him that he was a married man.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, I mean, it happens every day. You know, I'm human. The attraction, I'm human. You know, that's all I can say. Was it right? No.
And you're not married?
No.
Good morning, Liz. You're on Q100.
I just want to know how, you know, if they don't have, like, an open relationship.
Y'all
just had that guy from Ashley Madison on making a great point of people, you know, having to sleep around because they're both celebrities.
Yeah, they might. They might have that. That's why I asked the question, did he ever mention that?
No, he didn't really talk about his wife. You know, he didn't talk about the movies he had done or anything like that. I found out most of that by myself. I did some digging afterwards. But no, I don't think so. I mean, I from what I understand, Josh was wanting to start a family. And, you know, Fergie's just really not ready to start a family right now.
He didn't say that, though. You read that.
No, I read this, yes. And from what I understand, Josh is, you know, I'm not the first that this has happened with, and nor will I'm sure I'll be the last.
How do you know that, though?
Well, just because, you know, from what I've read and stuff, and who is it,
Perez
Hilton?
Yeah, Perez Hilton actually called in and told that, you know, this has happened more than once. It had, you know, people contact him and let them know that they've had relationships with this person.
So what do you say to critics that think you're making the whole thing up?
You know, believe what you believe. I have proof. I have evidence, you know, and I'm sure it'll come out eventually.
Do you have phone records of him
absolutely
calling you and you calling him? That's all logged.
Oh, yeah.
So for critics who wonder what your goal is, what's the goal in all
for
this?
For the truth to get out and let them know that I'm absolutely not a liar. I am a single mom. And, you know, I just, you know, I really, 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 really want everybody to know that this is the truth. And absolutely, they call me a liar and just run my name through the mud. So,
to what end, though, that they know the truth? Like, I'm kind of with Melissa. Like, what purpose does that serve
for you to come
in. Well, would you want your name slandered? No, absolutely not. Nobody wants their name slandered and, you know, be like, oh, this is another stripper trying to get money, blah, 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 blah. You know, that's not how I come into it. First of all, I never knew him in the first place.
And so that's the most offensive thing? Like, his people denied the story initially?
Absolutely.
And which you knew they would. But the second part of it was just another stripper trying to make some extra cash.
Yes, and that pisses, I mean, makes me mad.
Is it, isn't it some sort of dancer code of ethics that, like, kind of what happens
what,
is
what
part of that, stays what? Part of that? Like, aren't you breaking some sort of code?
No, this was not about dancing. This was about meeting somebody that you're attracted to and liking them.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. You're on Q100.
Yeah, I just want to know if she ever got the 20 grand yet.
Nope, absolutely not. Have not received any of it.
And we're assuming you won't at this point, right?
No. And I'm not, you know, I mean, that's not my point right now. That's what everybody thinks, but no, that's not my point.
But are you going to go after that money?
I will see. I mean, I don't know what Ramin wants to do about it yet, but we'll see.
Do you think that inevitably this will help you financially because people will want to go to Tattletales to see Nicole or?
Well, I'm hoping so now, you know. I'm scared to go to work, though, you know, I mean, because people have been coming in there left and right trying to talk to me. You know, I had a guy that came in there the other day and he was like, he was like, oh, I have a contract. And whether it's true or not, I have no idea. But he was wearing like a direct mortgage shirt. And he was like, my name is so-and-so. I work directly for Josh Duhamel. And he was like, I have a contract for $500,000. We want you to stop talking about this and sign this contract. And I was like, absolutely not. You know, because I want everybody to know that they are putting me through the mud. They're making me out to be a liar. And I'm not a freaking liar.
Have you thought about... You know, a year from now when you're dating someone and you guys are snuggled up on the couch and you're flipping through and Tad Hamilton comes on TV?
Well.
Or Transformers. Well, awkward.
I mean, it is what it is. You know, it's life.
So you don't have any plans to call him? If he calls you up today and says, look, let's put a stop to this. Please don't do any more radio interviews, no more TV. That's it. Stop. What would you do?
I'm not sure.
What would you gain from continuing to do these?
I don't know. Basically, I guess getting my story out there and letting them know that I'm not a liar, you know?
Yeah, I guess I'm still confused about it because I think that once you knowingly get involved with someone who's married, celebrity or not, you have to understand that they're not going to, you know, brag about being with you. You know, when they're trying to save their marriage.
Yeah, well, he wasn't trying to brag when he was in bed with me either, was he? Or he wasn't trying to, like, not... he wasn't trying to be married when he was in bed with
me. So if Fergie and Josh divorce over this, you have no regret?
I mean, I don't want anybody to get divorced, but why should everybody look bad on me? He did it willingly knowing he was married as well.
It does take both. I guess that's it. Is there anything else we haven't covered that you need to clear?
Nope. I think that about does it.
I mean, you still seem pretty nervous and pretty shaken by the whole thing.
It just bothers me, you know? It just bothers me.
Which part?
Just that they, I mean, Josh's attorney, actually, which is the same attorney as Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, had actually sent us a letter, you know, telling us that we can't talk about this and that they were going to sue us and all this kind of stuff. This is a liar. This is a bogus story or whatever. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Now that just makes me want to just be like, ugh, you know?
So Fergie calls you up today and says, okay, that's it. I mean, this has really put stress on my relationship. Can you please just go away?
No. I mean, I want to get my story out there and I want people to know. Because if people don't believe me, they don't believe me. And I want them to have the evidence and I want them to know that I'm not a freaking liar.
Josh and Fergie call you up today and they say, we're going to give you $50,000 just to go away. Go away.
No, absolutely not.
$100,000.
No. There's no amount of money right now. There's no amount of money.
Do you understand how it seems like you have, I'm trying to think of the word. Because I understand there'd be frustration in people thinking that you're a liar, but I think after a while and being so frustrated, you know, it kind of goes back to what Jen and I were saying about what end, because then it'll seem like you are on a mission of some kind. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, and I told you what my mission was, and that's it.
Because, like, you got your story out today, so...
Yeah, but, you know, there's not a lot of people that still don't believe me. The and there's a lot of evidence that they don't know about that I have. I have a lot of stuff.
The tabloids are funny, though. Like, once one gets a story, like, this is going to be picked up today. And once it's up on one website, it's up on 500 websites. And then it's on TV, and it's on Access Hollywood, and it's on TMZ,
you know,
or whatever.
And what if something happens of it? Well, you know, what if they make a movie? What if, you know, I don't care, you know? But I just, you know, I mean, that's not what I'm trying to do.
You want them to make a movie out of this?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying whatever. You know, I mean, he's saying movie. He's saying TV. I'm not saying
No, I'm saying it'll be on different tabloid shows tonight. So I don't think that you have to continue to do interview after interview after interview, because I think your story's now out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be picked up by 100 different
places
today.
Yeah, but people won't actually believe it until they have the proof in their hands. There'll always be the skeptics that are like, yeah, right. She's still that stripper that's trying to get paid. That's what they're always going to think. So I've got the proof, you know.
So you're doing this until your name is clear.
Absolutely.
Could be a lifetime.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you
were
guys.
So nervous when you walked in here. I was like, she is never going to make it through this. No, sir.
I loosened up pretty good.
So, please keep us posted on what's going on.
All right.
And I have a feeling that the Josh Duhamel people will be giving us a call later on today also. All right.
So let him come in and do an interview. Let him do a polygraph.
Nicole Forrester, who says that she had this one-night stand with Josh Duhamel. Mm-hmm. And says it's not about money anymore. Now it's just about getting the truth out.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.